This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When tea for two ends up scalding both, will there be immunity for those who served it? Two children ages 4 and 9 went with their parents to a religious ceremony conducted by a Hindu religious group. During the ceremony, they were scalded by hot tea that spilled from an urn that was overturned by an employee of the caterer. A lawsuit was brought against the caterer, which claimed it should have charitable immunity because serving tea was part of a religious ritual, and the fact the urn was overturned in the middle of a religious ceremony should be forgiven. The caterer pointed out it didn't even charge the charity, so in essence it was making a charitable donation. The judge who first heard the case dismissed it, but the Supreme Court of Virginia reversed, holding that serving tea was part of catering, not part of prayer or religious ritual, and the caterer was not acting as an agent of the charity when it served the tea. So when it comes to immunity from liability for a charity because of hot tea, it's time to face reality. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.